charity called Tree 2000 Foundation, and there's a reforestation scheme in one of the regions where it does business. As Hummingbird Teas is just a financial backer, it doesn't actively work in this field, but a visit to the site is highly recommended.
What will we see?
The project managers who work on site are all professional environmentalists. They'll explain what's happening to the area and show you what the charity is doing to improve the management of the forests. I was there for the first time last month and found it fascinating. It's well worth a visit.
That's not really what I'm looking for. The feature I want to write should focus more on the people.
Well, alternatively, we'd be delighted to introduce you to the team who work for Hummingbird in China. They aren't tea makers. They're employed to coordinate the business. I'm sure they have some interesting experiences they'd like to share.
That would be great. It's just the kind of thing I need.
Okay, so let's just run through. Audio 25. Part 2. Around 5 o'clock. So that was the timetable. Now, I'd like to tell you a bit about your stay. Feel free to ask any questions you may have. We'd like to invite you to watch the tea being prepared and spend a day sampling the local specialities which are produced by the cooperative in the village.
That would be great. Does anyone there speak English?
On the whole, English isn't spoken, so we strongly recommend you stay with our guide who can interpret for you.
Good idea.
On the subject of language, you're also welcome to visit a project set up to promote schooling in the Tibetan language.
That sounds really interesting. I'd like to take you up on that.
Good. But I should warn you, it's quite a long trip. Let me know how many of you would like to do this, as it would be a good idea to travel with our interpreter.
That makes sense. We'll speak to our colleagues and let you know.
What about environmental projects?
The company is supporting a